absorb in a moment. But you'll find if you take your Bible concordance that this destruction of Oreb and Zeeb at the rock and the wine press, it's only mentioned in three places in the Bible. It's mentioned in the story of Gideon, and then it's mentioned again in Psalms 83 and in Isaiah we'll look at in a moment. But let's look at Psalm 83. They have said, "Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee." So we're seeing in the beginning here of Psalm 83, a confederacy that is seeking to destroy Israel. And it says they've consulted together with one consent. And we'll talk about this one consent in a moment, because this one consent parallels the 10 kings of Revelation 17 that have one mind. And this wolf, Zeeb meaning wolf, we know that wolves travel in a pack. And what Zeeb is illustrating for us in the story of Gideon is a confederacy that is raised up at the end of the world. Continuing on in Psalm 83, and if you're careful now, if you have your Bible open, you can count how many are involved in this confederacy. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites, of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Asher also has joined them. They have holpen the children of Lot, Selah. There are 10 tribes listed here, and the 10 tribes, the comment on them is they've helped the children of Lot. The children of Lot isn't one of those tribes. The children of Lot is a catchphrase to describe the enemies of Israel. And if you go through and count these, you'll see that this is a tenfold confederacy that has come together to destroy Israel. Now, continues on, "Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, which perished at Endor, they became as dung for the earth. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeeb, like Oreb and like Zeeb, yea, all their princes, as Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, let us take ourselves the houses of God in possession. O my God, make them like a wheel, as the stubble for the wind, as the fire burneth the wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. So persecute them with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek thy name, O Lord. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yea, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that thou, whose name alone..."